Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
7:19, and we go to Lviv in western Ukraine, and independent journalist Joseph Lindsley. Joseph, the people around here really care about what you're doing, and all the people of Ukraine, they're concerned. Let me read you a text one of our listeners sent. Ellen from Westridge says, Bob, thank you so much for inquiring for this correspondent's well-being. That's you, Joe. These people are heroically representing the fight for democracy for the rest of us sitting at home sipping our breakfast coffee in our slippers. God bless all journalists. Isn't that nice?
Wow, that's fantastic. And I'm so happy to hear the recognition that this is a fight for democracy, perhaps in the same way that the French helped the Americans, you know, in the 1770s. So thank you to that listener.
Mm-hmm. We are hearing about Russian missiles hitting railway stations. How close to Lviv did those strikes get, yeah. Joseph?
This morning, we had many air alarms throughout the morning, and also throughout Easter weekend. There was no Easter reprieve, of course. And just about 1 hour drive northwest from Lviv, railway infrastructure was hit this morning. We don't know many further details, but the trains are once again running. Mm-hmm. So it was not enough to stop the movement of people and goods.
When those railway stations are hit, people escaping the area can't get out, can they?
Yeah, and there's not as much escaping now. I mean, I think, you know, most of that happened, you know, sort of most of that, the refugee exodus concluded a few weeks ago from Lviv region toward Poland and other countries. But the main thing is supplies. You know, volunteers who are coming to help. And supplies, you know, they really do rely on the railway for the heavy supplies to reach Ukraine. And, you know, sorry, Bob. I was cutting you off, I thought. But in Germany, for example, the opposition, one of the opposition parties is urging the government to bring heavy weapons to Ukraine. The government in Germany is still refusing, but the railways are absolutely essential for that type of delivery.
Of course, we're hearing about and seeing the diplomatic mission there, meeting with President Zelensky. And Secretary Austin said, and let me read his quote, "We want to see Russia weakened to the degree it can't do the kinds of things it's done in Ukraine. So it has already lost a lot of military capability and a lot of troops, and we want to see them not have the capability to very quickly reproduce that capability." It sounds like that means more weapons that President Zelensky is asking for are on the way. You see it that way?
It's not necessarily. It's hard to know. And even in Secretary Austin's comments, you know, he almost was suggesting, you know, we don't want this to happen again. And that's always a refrain, right? Never again. But here we are again. You know, and this has been happening for 2 months now, as of yesterday. As always, until you see results, it's only rhetoric. Mm-hmm. I think that is felt pretty deeply here. You know, yesterday was Easter Sunday, and it was the first day. I went to visit a friend's family in a village outside of the city, and it was the first day for most people that we could just for a few hours kind of forget this war, and, you know, had the traditional Ukrainian feast with Ukrainian the amazing homemade Ukrainian moonshine, samohanka, and it's something that people haven't done since the war started, but it's such a strong tradition here, and I think people knew they needed some rejuvenation, so we took a few hours to step away from it, and then afterward I was back in Lviv. In a park with some friends whose children are in Norway now as refugees. And we took a walk through the park. It was a beautiful sunny evening and almost a little bit of a reminder of what things were like before the war. And just at that moment, the air raid alarm sounded. And one of my friends swore and said, you know, what kind of life is this? And so when we hear sort of, you know, some of that rhetoric, I mean, it's 2 months into this. We look at Mariupol, that city is, you know, hanging by a thread. I mean, it really is almost lost. So many people have suffered the humanitarian catastrophe. We've seen the pictures from the suburbs north of Kyiv, with the Chechen warriors left, you know, the carnage they left in their wake. And so, to hear the Secretary of Defense of the United States say, "Oh, we don't want this to happen again." Well, it is happening now, and it has been happening, and people are frustrated, of course.
You mentioned Easter. It was Holy Saturday there. Talk about the musicians in Odessa and what happened at that jazz club, and then we'll play a few seconds of it. But set this up for us, Joseph, what we're going to hear.
Yeah, there's a great jazz club in Odessa, and they've been having outdoor concerts in the balcony to boost people's spirits. Odessa is known as a city of, it's known for its sense of humor and for its music and culture. And it's thought that Putin loves Odessa the same way Hitler loved Paris. And so far, it's been largely unattacked. But on Holy Saturday, last Saturday, the city was hit. And in this clip that we'll listen to, you can see the video as well if you go to thevivelab.com. But the two musicians, a woman was singing very beautifully, and all of a sudden she and the piano player, they're on the balcony, and they look because they hear a noise, and they see one of the strikes on a residential building, and you can hear the catch in her voice, and she steadies herself by putting her hand on the railing but continued to sing. And there you see this absolute determination and grit, even with the fear in her voice and in her face.
Yeah, listen to this. You'll hear that sound that is so frightening, and then as Joseph says, she takes a breath and continues. Listen to this. She didn't miss a beat hardly. Amazing.
No, but you can hear, and then but there's a new sadness, and it's chilling to listen to it every time, but that new sadness in her voice after the explosion. And you can almost see, you know, all hopes and dreams, you know, on the verge of fading away. And that really, that's what, I mean, this country for 8 years, you know, existed in this time of peace and independence. And that is, especially when you look at the places in the East, that's when people feel slipping away.
What amazing people, that young girl singing as the alarm warnings are sounding, and then you hear that sound of a missile or a bomb, and she continues. We'll post that as well so you can see the video. If you go to WGNradio.com, our show page, a little later we'll get that posted. And as Joseph mentioned, it's on LvivLab.com, is it, Joe?
Yes, correct.
LvivLab.com too. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Great. I was saying that's where we have our Telegram channel, Telegram lets us reach people directly without social media interference, which we've had some problems with, and we continue to work to share truth with the world and supplies to Ukraine's frontline from our office.
Joseph Lindsley is the editor of Lviv Now, founder of the Lviv Lab for the Activation of Democracy. So we'll put those links on our website as well. Joseph, I hope you have a peaceful afternoon there in Ukraine.
Thank you, Bob. All the best to you.
Talk to you tomorrow. You too, sir.